Hello, everyone. It's Dylan from Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything, and welcome back to the debut episode of Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! The Chronicles. Here we are.
Yeah.
Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! The Chronicles. We are here. The first episode of The Chronicles has officially aired, and what an episode it was. I can't wait to get into it with these lovely gentlemen and with you lovely people, of course, watching at home. We are so grateful for all of you, and we are so grateful that you have decided to make us a part of your Wednesday nights. We have done some great work over the years, man. Into the Vrains, Sevens Up, Crazy Eights. We're starting a new one, The Chronicles, under the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Umbrella. Now, you might say, what kind of name is that? That's kind of a lame, boring name. Well, I think it's a fitting name, given what we've gotten, to be honest with you. I've got three men to my left. Three beautiful, wonderful men to my left. Calibro, Dredger, Pete. Nick T, not able to make it. He sends his regards. Calibro, how you doing on this fine evening?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I can't wait to get to it. Dredger, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, thanks for asking.
Pete, how you doing, man?
I'm here, man. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. So for those wondering, this is going to be a podcast that we do on a monthly basis. We are expecting to get these episodes once a month, and therefore we are going to be doing these every month. This is part of our new Wednesday night programming. Obviously, for the last 5, 6, 7 years, I think since like early 2019, every Wednesday night we've just talked about the anime, whether it was Vrains, whether it was Sevens, whether it was Go Rush. And that, of course, had to change because Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime is no longer weekly. Really, it's not no longer anything. But we have the Chronicles that are once a month. So you're going to get this probably in like the middle end of every month. We'll see if the episodes air on different days. And then we will, of course, be doing an After Dark and the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, which debuts next week. You don't want to miss that. Yeah, you don't want to miss that show. That's going to be a good one. And so first episode is out. And, I mean, where, do you guys want to start?
You know, I was thinking about it, but I think you should start.
Okay, I'll start. First episode and all. Yeah, first episode.
Just a brief intro.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I made the video on Monday. Obviously, this episode dropped on Sunday. I'll start with the pros very quickly. The animation was very, very nice. I thought it was some of the best animation we've probably ever gotten in a Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime or Yu-Gi-Oh! Animated piece. I thought the animation was really, really good. I thought the fact that it had subtitles is a step in the right direction. Now, people have questioned the validity of the subtitles because it seems like the subtitles may have just been put through Google Translate, which is not necessarily going to garner good quality subtitles, but at least their subtitles, at least it's not region locked like we've seen with so many Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime stuff this year in 2025. So at least they're trying, I guess, to do the bare minimum and at least make it accessible to people outside of Japan. That to me is kind of where the pros end. You know, I don't want to be too negative and too ranty, but man, the more time I have spent thinking about this production, thinking about this episode, the more and more like irritated I get. Because we got 3.5 minutes of an episode, and it was an episode that did not introduce the characters at all. Now, these three to my left are going to give a great, you know, viewpoint, whether they liked it or didn't like it, I don't know. But they're going to give a good viewpoint because they don't know about Sky Striker. I knew about the lore. I knew about Ray. I knew about Rose. These are people that maybe, Dredger, you had a little bit of familiarity, but you didn't know the deep content of the lore. You know, I read a little bit of the Sky Striker manga. But I thought, like, from a narrative perspective, this is supposed to be a lore animated series, and it did not feel like they did a good job of explaining the lore here at all. The story starts in a very weird place. One of the animators who worked on this piece literally tweeted and said, oh, make sure you watch the Master Duel cutscenes and play Master Duel in order to understand what's fully happening. I mean, what are we doing here? Like, this is the first official episode, and we have to watch or play Master Duel's story mode in order to fully grasp it. And then if you watch the Master Duel story mode, the ending, and by the way, we've all seen, they've seen both, the Master Duel and the episode one. The ending of that, when Ray saves Rose, is different than the ending of this episode. So the two episodes contradict each other. So it's not even like, oh, one is a prelude to the other and it naturally flows into like this episode. I mean, that's not the case at all. It has been a really, really tough year for anime fans here in 2025. My expectations for the Chronicles were not extremely high, but they were definitely, you know, I expected better than what we got. I thought it was a rough first episode. I honestly think the Sky Striker stuff is cooked. I have to hope that, like, the branded stuff will maybe come through in June. That's, like, a new starting point. Hopefully they start and, like, introduce their characters. We know the branded stuff is going to go on for a bit. So, like, introduce your characters. Make it feel like you're actually going to do a decent job of, like, explaining the lore, please, especially for people that are, like, not into Yu-Gi-Oh! But to only have this last for 3.5 minutes is bad enough. To have it have, like, no narrative purpose to me is somehow even worse. Pokemon Generations, I rewatched a few of those episodes literally yesterday just to kind of remind myself of how a company should handle a 5-minute production short episode. Pokemon Generations is so much better. It tells a story. It feels full. It feels complete in an episode. So, like, the length is bad, but you can tell a story in 4 or 5 minutes. You can. Sure. It was J.R. Glenn who wrote this in one of my streams yesterday. The trailer we got in February 2024 was longer than the first episode. The intro to this podcast was probably longer than the first episode. We've waited 5 months since the announcement at Jump Festa, 15 months since the first trailer in February 2024 for 3.5 minutes. I can't even begin to express just how frustrated I am in general. I don't think episode 2 for Sky Striker is going to get much better next month. I hope that Branded will start at an appropriate, like, point in that lore, and hopefully the episodes get longer as the show goes on, but there's no indication that they will. You can probably tell I'm definitely disappointed by what we've gotten from the first episode. Cal, I would love to know your thoughts as someone who doesn't play the game, you know, doesn't know about Sky Striker.
Sure.
I mean, were you lost?
Yeah. So, I'll definitely say I was lost. I mean, the animation, like you said, I thought was good. I liked what I saw in terms of quality. The animation, everything looked very clean. Kind of the only thing that I was enjoying was just the animation. Granted, the first one was only animation and music. There was no voices at all. And then the second piece, I guess, was short, couple lines here and there, but not too much. I had no idea what was going on.
That's my biggest problem with it. Yeah.
You jump into this scene and it's like, okay, you're watching this, what you just assume is going to be a fight. And then there's the other girl who was trapped in the cave and goes and saves her and walks out. But, like, there's no, like, I don't know who they are.
You don't know why the fight's
happening. I don't know why there's a fight going on.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what any of that is. And then I go to watch the Master Duel one because, like you had said, like, oh, you know, this is part of it. Go back here. It'll help you understand. No, it was just, like, a different story with the same result.
Right.
It was just, you go in there, you fight a random monster in a random place I don't know anything about, and then you carry somebody out again.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, we as Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans have wanted for a very long time a lore anime. I've said that. Even though I'm disappointed by this, I'm not changing my tune on that. I think there's a big audience there if you can properly tell the story of the lore. And I think there's ways to do it. This was, in my opinion, not the way to do it. So I'm not surprised to hear that, but I haven't talked to any of you guys about it. So I've talked to you a little bit, like, generally, but, Dredge, I mean, I'll throw it to you. I mean, you at least have played Master Duel. Yes. Were you any less lost than Calibro?
maybe a little bit, but not enough for it to really make a difference. I think Colin just said it best in chat. It's kind of like if episode 1 of Duel Monsters was part 3 of the Battle City Finals.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we just want. Yeah. It's like all of a sudden you just see the Blue Eyes Ultimate going against, who is it, Slife or whatever. And you're just like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And as Cal said, and you said, animation was good. That is, it was definitely higher quality than any other Yu-Gi-Oh! Animation that I've seen, other than maybe one of the movies. You could argue one of the movies, Dark
DSOD
Side. DSOD is very good animation, so maybe not that. But other than that, great animation. It's definitely, it's a positive that Konami Animation made this, but again, our expectations were so low, and we were still, you know, so disappointed. Like, I remember you texted me on Monday saying, or I think Cal, I don't know, one of you
did,
said, Cal said the Chronicles is only 4 minutes, and I go, what do you mean it's only 5 minutes? What's 4 minutes?
I couldn't do it.
No, yeah, you wrote, I'm like, what? Like, I'm at work. I'm like, what is happening? But yeah, so it's just very frustrating. You know, this last 6 months of Yu-Gi-Oh! Content has just been just so disappointing. And we have to look at it like, you know, how, you know, we did get 25 years that it was amazing with content, all this stuff. But still, I don't think that excuses this, you know, just such a lack of communication about what's actually going on. And then, you know, to have Chronicles come out and not just say, hey, you know, this is going to be, they just tell, why not just say it's going to be a 3-minute short, we're testing our animation, want to see how, like, just say that, right? And then even then, like, even they said that, and then they still put this, I was like, well, who are these characters? Like, it's, again,
right.
It's just such poorly done by a company that is extremely profitable and wealthy. It's just very frustrating. Someone who just wants to watch Yu-Gi-Oh. That's all I want. If you have a little, even if it was 3.5 minutes, but we got an intro to the characters and there was some kind of small narrative, I think we'd be jumping up and down, yeah. Right? Because then it's, even if it is only 3 minutes, at least there was a story to tell. Because we don't have a context, because a lot of us don't know Sky Striker, because we don't read the manga. It just seemed like this was targeted at people who know, who in depth know the Sky Striker. That's it. No one else.
But even those people, like, I got to be honest, even those people and like the diehard like Sky Striker fans, mm-hmm. you go on the comments of that video, a lot of people very disappointed in the length, a lot of people questioning why the story started mm-hmm. where it did. Mm-hmm. So like that's the whole thing. Like, who is this for? I thought this was going to be a great way to maybe get some new people into the game.
I think it's going to... It's almost going to deter.
It feels like a direct advertisement for Master Duel. We always joked around for 25 years about how the card game was like one giant advertisement, but at least with the card game anime, the card game anime, at least there was a story, at least there were characters you could fall in love with, at least there were moments. This felt almost a little bit soulless to me, to be honest.
I mean, it's that's why, like, it's like one of those things. Like, I watch and I go, "All right, well, that's all right." I mean,
we're before you could get into it.
Yeah,
it was over. So
yeah,
quick.
Agreed. And then the other thing is, you were getting a part two. What's that going to be? What's going to? I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's going to be a totally different part of the lore than we just saw.
You don't think it will continue?
No,
this episode?
I think it's going to be absolutely no. Not. That's where I'm 100%. It's going to be some other random part of the lore.
Well, yeah, and I'm like, is it going to like? Which that's annoying.
It
to
is.
Me. But also, like,
think about
imagine,
it. If it was
imagine
like that.
If part two is like the introduction, because sometimes shows will do that where they'll show you scenes from deeper into the show, and then they'll do like the introduction and they'll go back.
I mean, it's
movie, you know.
Possible.
Oh, you're probably wondering how I ended up here. You know, movies sometimes do that, but like. This is not. I don't like that for this. This is not the place to do it. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what episode two brings. Obviously, we're going to be with you every month, and hopefully, we're not, you know, this negative every month. I mean, but maybe Pete. I don't know your thoughts. I mean, maybe you loved it. I'd love to know your thoughts on the Chronicles episode one.
I don't think there's anything to love because I just don't think there's nothing there. Soulless is a good way to describe it. I would describe it as forgettable. It doesn't matter. It means nothing. This was kind of a waste of time. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
This was served two purposes. It's one for Konami Animation Studios to show, hey, this is the kind of work we do, whether for our future projects to advertise to our fans, if there's any left at this point, or we'll outsource to other studios and we'll support them, and this is the kind of work that our animators can do. The second thing is it's to direct people to Master Duel. It's a promotional material. That's all it is. They do not care about us. This is clear. I even thought the animation itself, personally, was solid. I didn't think it was great. I think there's a lot of... I don't know. I'm not an animation expert, but, like, the background, like, you're in a desolate field. You're like, it's just a destroyed apocalypse area, so it's not like you're really animating a background. It's a lot of still imagery that you're cutting through. I thought, especially in the Master Duel clip that you showed us today... I didn't think really any of like kind of the fire effects or explosions looked particularly top-notch fantastic that I've seen on other animation. So it was solid.
Yeah.
It's a good starting ground.
I felt it was better for...
I wouldn't like lose my mind.
No.
I felt it was it was definitely better than the average Yu-Gi-Oh! Episode, I would say.
Absolutely.
That can be said, but as someone who watches anime, it's not in comparison to like some of these really good animations.
Yeah.
Anime.
So,
fair. Well, okay, you really can't... Demon's UFO Table... Yeah. Demon Slayer's animation is... If anyone wants to argue with me, go to my DMs because you're going to be wrong. Like, the animation of Demon Slayer
is excellent.
No, it's
oh my God. It's to die.
I've seen like clips of Attack on Titan or obviously everything in JJK. Like, you look at that
even
animation,
JJK's
like,
animation is
wow.
very good. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's good. I didn't even hold it to that bar even remotely. I just wanted to make that general comment of it. But just overall, like, it just, we're dropped in. The lines are apparently not even properly or accurately translated. We're dropped into a scene that's not explained. We see basically the same thing except a little bit more context, but you change the ending, as you said, in the Master Duel part of it. I mean, nothing made sense. Like, it was just there. It was clearly to show, hey, look how cool Sky Strikers are. Play Master Duel. That's what it was for. This is not, we knew it was never going to be Yu-Gi-Oh! 9, but even as a short series, I've watched short online series before. Back in the day, even live action Walking Dead used to do them in the first three seasons. I said that to you.
Yeah.
And you know what to expect. I'm not getting anything crazy here. It's not going to be an insane narrative, but I get a little nice nutshell of a story in 7 minutes. We got 3.5 minutes of scenes. They're not. It's not a story. It was literally scenes.
Yep.
And I'm incredibly disappointed, even though the bar I had was extremely low. Uh-huh. I said for months, unfortunately, I said that the show was going to be 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah, I hate that I'm even worse right. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's just very disappointing, and I'll continue to say I don't care if they see it or not. Konami just doesn't care about us. They just don't. They don't give a shit.
Now, what makes you say that, the GX remaster job, this, or the fact that, how about when they were like doing their 25th anniversary video, they left the watermark in the montage of clips.
There was no memorial for Takahashi at all. They never did that.
Yeah.
Even Go Rush, which had a great final episode, clearly was losing steam, having problems. Third to last episode of that show was a recap. Yeah. Right? Like, we've had these issues going on. You had this whole tease thing in Duel Links about, will there be a multiverse? Completely dropped the plot line. And they only did that to go, haha, here's a bone. We never plan on expanding that. They do not care about us. As long as you keep going out there, spending money on the TCG, buying boxes, trying to get those ultimate rares, that's all they give a shit about.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
They don't care about animation. They do not care about anime fans of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah. And I can't argue with that, because what we've seen the last 5 months has been horrible. It's been terrible. Mm-hmm. And like, to take away that Duel Links storyline, I know some people might say, oh, that storyline's not dead. We had the Akira Zaizen event. That was the last chance. It's been a year and a half. He was the character that said to Emma, oh, I'm going to, you know, look into it a little more, keep researching it. And then he doesn't bring it up during his entire event. What other Vrain's character? Like, they're clearly shifting the Duel Links storyline. There's no anime anymore. I mean, that's probably the biggest indicative thing. Like, there's no show. They haven't confirmed that there's ever going to be another show again. And then we get this, you know, announced at Jump Festa and over 4 months of waiting for 3.5 minutes, which is insane. From the first trailer that we saw, which was a 6-minute trailer, February 2024, it was almost 15 months, and we got 3.5 minutes 15 months later. Look at Pokemon Generations. I keep comparing it to Pokemon Generations. Those were 5 minutes. Some were 4-minute shorts, 18 episodes once a week. This is once a month, and it doesn't tell even half the story as those Pokemon Generation shorts did. So, you know, it's really, really crappy, and I don't think, and I haven't even touched on the GX remaster, which is a disaster. It's not a remaster. It's a disaster. Yeah, it's been a brutal 5 months ever since Jump Festa, and I don't see, you know, the question is, like, is there even a light at the end of the tunnel? I don't know. I mean, is the light might be Jump Festa, maybe, or it could be like Eternal Darkness. I have no idea what they're planning to do, because they're not. Yeah. That's the other thing. They don't communicate at all.
Yeah.
They don't communicate. So we have no idea if they're working on a show. We have no idea if they're saying it's over forever. They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
In their mindset, the way I view it is, and I hate being negative, I don't want to be negative on it. I'm just being realistic. Let's just call it what it is. And could there be a show? Do I have hope that there's going to be a new show? Yes, I still do have that hope. But it wanes every month. It really does.
Yeah.
Where, like, if we get to July and we get to the concert and there's nothing, now I'm very nervous. Because now it's like, it is Jump Festa or it's done. Like, probably for at least years.
Yeah.
Like, that, in my mind, that is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I have to hold out that hope. But you have to also call them out for what it is. They don't care about us. Do not be... If you really want to show things, which is never going to happen, if you're a real animation fan of Yu-Gi-Oh!, don't give them your money. Don't spend on extra things in all these games. The more you buy into things, the more you buy on Duel Links, the more you buy in Master Duel, then keep doing the same stuff. They don't care as long as they're making money.
Alex V, someone that's been in my community for about 10 years, he wrote a comment a couple days ago, kind of pertains to what you're saying, that I thought was so ridiculous, but I agreed with it, where he said, isn't it crazy that we almost need to root for Rush Duel to start doing badly
it's
in
awful.
Japan
yeah,
so
awful.
That they might say, oh, you know what, maybe we should have an anime focused on it again. Like, is that where we're at now? To get a show, we need to actually like root against the card games to do well and root for the company to do poorly. Nobody wants to do that.
No.
But like, that's how disrespected, you know, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime fans feel, and it's just terrible. And it's really they only care about their bottom line. That's been apparent for a very long time.
Do you know what the vibe I get from watching one of these is? Because there's not really much of a. I feel at least like a direction in the story. You know, like when you go to an amusement park like Disney World and you're waiting in line for a long time and they have those random like 2 minute scenes on the screen that just plays over and over
yes.
as you're walking. But that was the vibe I got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you don't really, it's kind of just drops you into a middle of a situation and that situation ends, but you don't really get anything out of it.
It feels like if like we were back in the old PS2 era loading screens where it would take like 2 or 3 minutes for the game to load in, this would be like the scenes playing.
Yeah.
Like that's what it feels like. It feels like a placeholder loading screen.
Yeah, like because
it's the GTA loading screen.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like it's like you kind of just threw us into a middle of a random thing. It happens and it's over, but there's no story around it. You don't really even like they don't, the characters aren't really introduced. Like the one guy says Ray, like she just barely gets her name out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know. There's no, you don't know who these people are unless you already know who these people are. You know what I mean?
Or you know, I agree with that. And you know what it also is? It's not just the video game screen. It's like when you had your old DVDs back in the day. And you had like the
coming
right before
soon.
You like
the menu
special
thing.
Features or
things
like that. It had like a rewinding scene that was a minute over and over of all the clips in the movie. That's what this would be.
Yeah.
When you don't press start fast enough and it just goes into something.
And you fell asleep in the middle of the night and you keep hearing the same thing over and over.
Yeah. Well, and you talk about, Pete, if you feel like really annoyed and disrespected, like just don't spend your money if you don't have to on their products. And like, here's the thing. Someone asked me like in one of my streams recently, they're like, oh, did you see the second episode of the GX remaster? Like the cropping is even worse in that than it was in the first. And I was like, no, I am never going to spend another single second watching that remaster. Like there's no way. And I did notice the viewer count dropped significantly from episode 1 to episode 2. So I'm sure there were a lot of people that were like, geez, not only is it region locked, which is a joke. I mean, I have a VPN, so I could very easily watch it, but I'm not going to give any support to that. You know, if you want to put out like any sort of like new show, I will support it. I will do my best to promote it as I have since I started this channel in 2016. One of the nicest comments that I always can ever get is when people say, man, I got back into the show because of you.
I love that.
And I'm happy that people were able to get back into all of these shows or one of these shows. That means so much to me. And hopefully it has the same impact on that person watching at home, because these anime from DM to Go Rush, I don't care, you know, what people feel about Arc 5's ending or how people feel about Vrain's recaps or how people feel about Zexal's beginnings or whatever, or DM's filler. All of these shows, DM through Go Rush, had something special to them. They had something beautiful to them. There were characters that you could relate to. There were storylines that you could fall in love with. There were monsters and duels that you could marvel at and want to recreate in Master Duel or Edo Pro or YGO Pro or Duel Links or whatever it was. And now all of that is gone. And yeah, it feels very, it feels very just hopeless.
You are being advertised in your face.
That's exactly what it is.
This is them hanging it right above you going, play our Master Duel game, spend money in Master Duel.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is.
Yeah.
This is like not upgrading to the next tier in Netflix and now you have to watch ads now. You've been used to one thing your entire life with something, and now they have changed it and they laugh at you and they say, hey, you'll open your mouth and you'll swallow whatever we're going to give you because we're Konami and this is what we do.
Because
to me, that's disrespectful.
Oh, yeah.
That means all these fans that have been here of the anime for 25 years, you don't matter. Whether you're in Japan or you're anywhere in the West, anywhere in the world, you do not matter. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
That's how I take that.
No, and that's how it feels. That's how it feels. I mean, even them like creating that anime YouTube channel where they're uploading the Japanese versions of the episodes of all the old shows. and deciding to make it region locked, so only people in Japan. Mm-hmm. So it's like they just don't care. They just don't care, and there's really no other way to put it. And yeah, I think that's what it was. I felt almost insulted watching this episode. Yeah. It felt like it was just, yeah, we'll give you whatever we want to give you. Because in what way, you know, conceptually, a lore show is great. I think it's a wonderful idea. Mm-hmm. I think it's an awesome idea. I think it's an idea that people have wanted. This did not feel like a lore episode. There was really nothing besides some scenes, as you said, that you could marvel at. There's no real story here unless you, like, can put the pieces together from your own prior knowledge. You never knew anything about Ray and Rose, so you're watching it. You're totally lost. You know, and I'm happy that we're not the – I know, like, we're being very – I don't think we've actually ever been this viscerally negative on a Talking Yu-Gi-Oh!
Episode.
I'd
like to be. Never.
I don't like to be. Obviously, I don't like to be. But
I'm also not going to lie about how I feel.
No, neither am I. I'm happy that it's not just us. Like, there was a Reddit thread earlier today where somebody wrote, oh, my friend is trying to get into Yu-Gi-Oh! Do you think I should show him this Chronicles episode?
No.
Every single comment on that thread was, why would you show them this?
No, because...
That is the worst. Show them DM. Show them 5Ds. Yes. Show them brains. That is the worst thing that you could show.
You know what's sad? And I just thought about it right here. You played a 30-second intro to this podcast about us, right? 30-second intro. If you have never watched this podcast before and you watch that clip of random scenes from many podcasts, you could understand the personalities of us and what we're about and how different we are.
Better than a four
Better
minute.
Than watching this Chronicles
and
episode
you know
and
our
the
names.
Characters in it.
And you know our names.
Okay?
It's true.
That's insanity. And I don't even say that as a joke. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a bunch of BS. And I don't care if Konami doesn't care. They should be ashamed of themselves of all the things they've done in the last 6 months to the anime community.
Dead.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
So
it's
funny.
An effing joke.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
Can I stop us here for a couple things? All right, I got two things. So first, we got a $50 donation from Natalie.
Natalie, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Natalie.
And Natalie said, it feels like Konami is profiting off the toxic fandom dynamics. Not to be political, but it feels like fans are forced to choose between Rush Duels and Master Duel, and we can't like them both. Dylan, that's just my two cents on the issues. It feels like a two-party system.
Yeah, that's interesting, Natalie. First of all, thank you so much for the very generous donation. You know, I don't know. I think... Like, Rush Duel is going to be very interesting to see how it performs this year because there is no anime backing it. I'm not nearly as confident that Rush Duel is going to continue to flourish and grow without a show
as I am
the main game. Mm-hmm. The main game, I said, yeah, after 5Ds, you probably didn't need it anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, Rush Duel is still, to
Only
me,
shows,
in its
five
infancy,
years.
Five yeah. years, and yeah. it's going to be cannibalized, you know, by the main game. I'm not as confident that game is going to continue to flourish without an anime promoting it. Now, maybe it's different because it's only, you know, regional. It's only in Japan that they have to worry about it.
And it seems to do excellent over there.
It has been doing well. No, it has done well. It's last few years, it's been a top 10 selling
game. That they had
game.
Over there, they should have just put that worldwide.
Yeah, they should have.
That was another thing that they region locked for no reason.
Yeah, the
you
game.
Will make more money putting this across the world.
Yeah, they just make baffling decisions.
The show was also region locked.
The show was region locked,
right?
By the way.
Like,
if we didn't have fan subbers, there's no way to watch those last two shows. But Natalie, thank you for the donation. Thank you for reeling us in a little bit here because we're just going off.
I got another one for you as well.
Wow, geez.
We got a $100 donation from Fui Weep.
Fui Weep, thank you so much. Fui Weep.
And they said, I haven't been happy with the state of Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime for some time now. I hope things get better in the future. In the meantime, I'll continue to watch and rewatch these streams because I love watching you guys, not in a creepy way with a laughing face. Thank you for everything you do.
That is such a very nice message. And I'll speak from the heart right now, Fui Weep, and I can't tell you how much a donation, any sort of donation, helps this podcast, helps this production, helps this channel. So thank you so much, Fui Weep and Natalie. Get some attempts in chat for them. You both are incredible. Thank you so much. With how the anime has been, and I'm not even kidding, at this point, anybody that's still watching us on Wednesday nights,
credit to you, they're a true watcher.
You have to be here because you enjoy us. People are not here because they're enjoying what's happening.
There's
with
nothing
the anime.
To talk about.
There's nobody that can dead straight say, especially since Go Rush has ended, yeah, I'm happy with where the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime is. There's nobody that can say.
Well, no,
way,
you can't be happy with Yu-Gi-Oh! Because there is no Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime.
Exactly.
There's nothing to be happy. Yeah. Like,
so if people are still coming here every Wednesday night, that's because they like us. They like
we appreciate that a lot.
We appreciate that because the people that are watching now It means more to us than probably ever before because there isn't a show. And the only show we have is this Chronicles commercial. I don't even want to call it an episode. So seriously, if you're here, if you enjoy the vibes, thank you. The Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show debuts next week. A lot of segments on there. That's going to be
fun. We're not outroing? My bad.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And so I hope you check that out next week. Fui Weep, and anybody that's interested, Fui Weep, thank you so much for the kind words.
I just wanted to follow up because Fui Weep also donated $5 before that, and I just wanted to read this one as well.
Yeah, of course. Fui Weep,
and Fui Weep said, I wasn't here when the stream started, so I don't know what the poll is referring to, but I voted for Cal. Yeah.
There was at least four people I saw that also had that comment. Yeah. I don't know what this poll is for, but I voted for Cal. Yeah. So,
and I just want, for the record, what I said was 1,000% right. No.
To quote Chris Jericho.
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow, now you're tied.
I made a comeback.
Pete's made
a comeback. Chris Jericho, you just made the list.
Well, listen, vote. It might mean something. But if we weep, if we weep. Thank you so much, Fui Weep. Thanks, Kenny, I appreciate it. For the last 6.5 years, it's been donations like that. It's been donations in general, super chats that have allowed us to do this on a weekly basis, that will allow us to continue to do this despite there not being a Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. So seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Your time is the most valuable thing. So whether you watch us in post, whether you watch us live, on replay, thank you for being here. And to anybody that, of course, has donated or super chatted, thank you, you know, so much.
Yeah.
I
love you, man.
Do we? No, and I'm very appreciative.
Do you want to hear what the community has to say in some of these donos?
I mean, there's not really much more to go into about the episode.
I'm trying to help you here.
Right?
I'm trying to help you. Why you got to... say it out loud.
More people just come. I also didn't know what the poll was, but I voted for Cal.
Literally everybody did.
Well, to be fair, nobody knows what the poll is.
Yeah,
to
true.
Be fair.
That's a good point.
I take it as because they don't know, who do they like the best, then they voted for Cal.
I just want everyone in chat to know, I said that Cal's going to win the poll. Yeah. And they all agree.
I said it as well.
Yeah, we agree.
Guys, me and Pete are 1 percentage point off of each
other. Where's Reg?
You're not that far.
Where's Reg?
You're only 15 behind.
They each have 40. I have 20.
You're like 5 votes behind.
Way more than. Where's your math?
Well, I don't know.
There's 80 votes in the poll.
You're like 10 votes behind.
It's not. It's more. But we're not doing math with you right now. You're just getting on my nerves. All right, Cal, hit some donuts.
What's up? Well,
let's see what the community has.
All right, I'll do some links.
You got some links?
What does that mean? We're already on to the donuts. Appreciate all you guys being here. I mean, is there anything like story wise you guys wanted to touch on?
Story wise, in terms of the story that we didn't get, or something else?
I mean, okay, realistically,
can I say one thing I did really like about it?
Yeah,
absolutely. No.
Was the animation of going through the Link Summon to change like the different outfit.
Very cool.
I thought that was very cool.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if you know this, but when Sky Striker Rey was going through like the Link portals and changed her outfits, that was essentially her Link summoning into like a new card.
I figured that's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. So that's cool. I mean, that concept was cool. Again, like, just the execution was just
so the way
bad.
I look at it is it looked like you see how there's no context for the Animation Chronicle. Same with the poll. We went that theme today.
That was a theme.
True.
Well, by the way, people might say, man, you know, Sevens Up was a creative name. Crazy Eights was a creative name.
Yeah.
Into the Vrains was a creative name. For the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh, you know, umbrella, The Chronicles. It doesn't deserve a creative name.
You said that.
We gave as much, and I wasn't joking, we gave as much effort into naming this podcast as they did in making a cohesive lore story. So I stick with that. Jesus Christ. Dark Emperor J, thank you.
This is the most negative I think I've ever heard Dylan.
No, I think it is.
No.
You know what? I also can't stand this because last week I also made a video that was very negative.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I saw a comment on one of your recent videos that I read the dredge before we started this. And it was basically just saying that they can sense your negativity lately and that this is slowly becoming the arc where you like descend into madness. That's basically what somebody commented. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that is what they said.
You know what
I was like, it kind of is.
Konami, I hate the person I'm becoming. I hate the person I'm becoming. No, you know what's crazy? I think it was Alex V. he commented. I keep mentioning Alex V.
Yeah, a lot of Alex V comments.
Well, because he writes good comments.
Is he here?
I don't know if he's here.
He's here.
But he wrote yesterday to me in stream, and he was like, man, you're going to really crash out hard tomorrow. And I said, no. And here I am.
This is the crash out arc.
Everyone's crash out arc. Should I just put the freaking stupid Dolphins hat on and start parading?
I mean,
that
it might
around?
As well. Hey, talking Yu-Gi-Oh's crashing out over the Chronicles. There it is.
I mean, Chronicles crash out. No, I am. By the way,
Rick's come.
Jump Festa. What did he say? Bro, gonna lose the rest of his hair.
I thought this about is, deleting
no,
it, but that
no,
one was
I'm
funny.
Happy, I'm happy.
That one was
I'm happy.
It
made me read it out.
That
loud.
One was funny.
This is what's happening to me. This is not healthy for me, man. It's been 10 amazing years, and now we're here.
Oh,
how did we get here? We're talking about how, you know, Silver Access might have to come real. I think it has to. We're talking about how maybe we need to look into the Access podcast as a legitimate
thing. We have
thing,
actually talked about
that. As a legitimate weekly
really
segment.
Oh,
no, not a weekly,
weekly
segment.
Weekly would
no,
be
no, 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 no,
dude.
No.
Oh, my God.
Not weekly. That,
at least
that,
monthly, man.
That was a monthly one.
Dude, I mean, dude. Jump Festa, man, I'm gonna be unhinged during
yeah.
Jump Festa.
Thank God I may not be there.
If we don't get anything at this Jump Festa, you want to see a crash out.
I'm actually really nervous to be around you during that.
Well, I'm not violent. I'm
no,
not violent.
But like I'm going to be concerned about your mental health. Like, I'm going to have to keep an eye on you.
I'm going to buy a freaking huge bottle of Roger champagne or whatever the hell.
Just get it.
Hey, wait, Dylan. I have a If there's no UU9, you got to get drunk on Jump
you
Fest.
Take
I have
a
not
shot,
been I have not
least.
Been drunk since I think 2011.
I think you need
that
it.
That was a good night.
You're going to need it.
Can we do the math on how old you were?
Yeah, I know how old he was.
Wow, narc.
Narc.
This guy of all people.
Yeah, the worst one.
Drunk at like 12.
The worst offender of all.
It'd be like if Nick T tells anyone to cut down on the drinking. Give me a God, the irony.
You know, I actually always thought that Nick T was going to be like a black and mild guy. I'm actually shocked that he never grew up
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
he always gave me that vibe.
Yeah,
I'm happy,
yeah.
But he always
honestly,
gave me that vibe growing
in
up.
In college, I was the black and mild guy.
Really?
If I was drinking,
I
yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Well,
if I was drinking. Yeah, AC, blackjack tables, treasure.
If I was drinking
yeah.
black and mild, yeah.
That makes sense. Would you smoke times. One at the blackjack table?
They don't, you can't do that anymore.
No.
There's smoking areas.
No,
I don't even know if they have them anymore.
I thought they got rid of all the smoking areas.
I think they may have gotten rid of them.
Really?
Yeah, but Dill, I think you got to get...
I saw
in New Jersey.
Recently where a guy was at a blackjack table.
This is
going to
be so untrue.
It's going to
be so untrue. Just untrue. Ignore everything he's saying.
But what I'm saying is in New Jersey, I don't think there is. Like, I don't think there's any in AC.
Oh, yeah, because that was Vegas.
Vegas, they probably have it in Vegas.
That wasn't Jersey.
So, yeah, so Dill, if there's no Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 announced at Jump Festa... I'll get drunk with you, too.
No, let me say, we're not even putting this into the ether. Like, yeah, we're being negative now. And it's been a brutal 5 months for us Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime fans. Ever since that December 20th night, I have nightmares about that night. It's been a miserable 4 months. At least Go Rush ended well. It's been a miserable 4 months for us anime fans. And I know if you're watching this, you'll love the anime to some degree because there's no way you're watching this channel on a random Wednesday night if you don't. So I see you. I feel you. We will be okay. Jump Festa 2025. You got to believe. Come on.
I was really hoping you were going to say.
Come on.
I was hoping you'd say we the people. I was really praying you said we're going to say we the people.
Jack Swagger.
Yeah.
At this point, if nothing gets announced, I'm going to yell into this microphone as long and as loud as I can so I get another polyp and can't speak for another 2 months.
No, that's not the answer.
What's the answer then, man?
We give over the channel to like somebody in the community like X-Slayer.
Oh,
I just let him run with it.
Oh, yeah,
just see what happens.
That's a terrible idea.
Just see what happens.
That's the worst idea I've heard all day.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We will be back.
Like, he gets one night, Colin gets a night, Alex V gets another night, and just see what content they give, you know? Just see what happens.
That's a great idea, man.
We'll have a whole spreadsheet. They could sign up.
Nina said, looking like Yu-Gi-Oh! Nothing.
I've been jamming Yu-Gi-Oh! Nothing. Let me get my side fixed a little bit here.
Long
hey, welcome back to Yu-Gi-Oh! Nothing.
All right, Dill, do some.
I just,
do
know,
some. No, no, no. Stop.
Right,
stop.
He's
stop going
now.
Down the rabbit hole.
Down,
read a donut. Take a break.
I'll never forget. I'm just going to say this one last story. No, at Jump Festa.
Yeah, say it. Be good.
I didn't want to rain on people's parades, but there were people, not necessarily anybody that was here, but there were people in the
say
chat
it.
And
yeah,
people.
Yeah, we had like over 2,000 people.
That were, which was really cool. That were very, very excited about this. And this was justifiably, you should have been excited about it. the execution, no, I don't think anybody could have foreseen it would have been this bad. But there were so many people that were like pumped up and like cheering.
Oh, for the Chronicles?
No. That was justified. For the GX remaster.
I thought, I remember reading a lot of comments that said, season 4 was getting dubbed.
There were people that were subbing tweeting that it was a sequel.
Yeah, it was getting done. Yeah. Yeah, people very much confuse remaster and remake. That is very, yeah. Like, a perfect example is today, the huge news, I don't know if you saw, dropped, Elder Scrolls.
Oh, yeah.
Literally a game that's, like, 20 years old. Beloved. Memes. Everything it is.
Great game.
They just dropped an entire remake today. Been apparently working on it since 2021. Just dropped it out there in the ether. And said, here you guys go. Everything is done from the ground up.
That's Bethesda.
They've added new things. It looks incredible. It still has all of the heart of the actual original game from like 20 years ago. And they did that. Do you think GX did that? No. They literally stretched the screen, cut things off, and said, here you go. This is awesome, isn't it?
And
no, it's not.
Because they did that, you know, there's ghosting every time a character moves, and that's why you see the blurred lines every time. They didn't get rid of those.
You don't need to see the top of, like, a character's head or half their face. Why would you need to see that? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
All the animation that was done by all of those talented people. Let's cut out their work. Who cares?
Well, something I didn't even realize, one of the main animators for Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters actually spoke out against the DM remaster, and I knew this because I got Galaxy Eyes to come on the video, and there's a whole video on the channel that I uploaded a week ago on the GX remaster, and I think it was Kagami, and he came out and said, you know, the DM remaster kind of like removes a lot of the hard work we've done by drawing all these characters and, you know, for the right aspect ratio. So you even had people that like worked on these original shows that don't even like the remaster. It's just, it's horrible, man. It's horrible. And it just sucks because like...
It's all right. Let him roll.
No, it sucks because like these shows, they mean a lot to me. I know they mean a lot to so many people. Yeah. There is such a wonderful world that they have created here. And the fact that they're just like willing to punt it all away and not give a shit is very, very, it's depressing and very anger inducing. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't really think of a better word. Well, I can think of some words I'm not going to say, but yeah. I can't think
family friendly.
Yeah, I can't think of, you know, I can think of a couple words, but no, it's very, very upsetting because there's so much that you can do with the worlds that you've already built that they're just not going to even touch.
I would respect them more, honestly, if they just came out and said, even months ago, and said, look, we went 25 years right now for the foreseeable future. We have nothing planned as far as we see it at the moment. Maybe it'll come back one day. You get anime is over.
Yeah.
At least you get a definitive thing where people go, okay, cool. This? What is this? This is respect to everybody?
No. Well, yeah. Yeah, okay. Let's read some donations because, I mean, I fully agree with everything you're saying. Dorget, I mean, maybe people in chat feel differently about it. I don't know.
There are a few. There are quite a few.
Though. I mean, I feel like most agree. There are some out there that are...
There are some people that loved it.
Most people
say it was fine or it was okay.
Or we're blowing it out of proportion.
Okay, I mean, that's fair. That's
opinion. I'm just saying. Like,
ever been? Yeah,
we may be overly negative, but nobody's overly positive.
I'm literally telling you there's someone overly positive. What are we doing here?
Well, but is it one person or is it many people?
One was one person.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's fair. I mean, everybody can
have
an opinion.
Yeah, no, it's
fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Dark Emperor 100. J, thank you for the $2 donation. Random question, what was the worst delay on the MTA for your experience? I never rode the MTA, so I don't have one.
Oh, like the train itself?
Yeah.
Yes, you have when you go to the Mets games.
Yeah, you've
LIRR.
The train.
It's part of the MTA.
Yeah, I've never had an LIRR delay, so I've never had a delay.
There you go. So
I've never had a bad experience.
I don't think I've had a delay, but my favorite experience was me and you, Dredge, right? Where we sprinted across the boardwalk from City Field to make the train.
Yeah, I remember that day.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Me and Dredge, ran a 4.240, running through, bobbing and weaving through people on the boardwalk, and we just made it onto the train.
Yeah, so he'd go to the bottom. He just volunteered that he was overly positive. No, not that. Oh, God.
I didn't do anything.
No. Where is he?
Well, that's fair. Yeah, you could be overly positive. Obviously, that's your opinion.
No, there's nothing
wrong. That's awesome.
But I was just saying that.
I'm glad that it appealed.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I was just making the cut, just make it known that it's some people are very positive, which is fine.
I was gonna say, I feel like a lot of people said that they liked it, but didn't like, you know.
No, and you're right. I'm just saying there's a few or one or two that just are, and that's a good thing though. It shows that there's still hope in this community somewhere, even though right now we're a little. Usually we're the ones providing the hope and the good vibes, but obviously
there's still a lot of potential for future episodes. I'm not closing the book on this production. Yeah. I am closing the book on Sky Striker.
On Sky Strikers is dead. That's
I'd be
done.
Stunned if episode two Doesn't somehow matter. Saves what was poorly
when
done with
we,
one.
Yeah, when we Maybe start Brand- again in June?
Yep.
Might have some hope.
And that's going to go for at least 3 months, probably more. And maybe Branded will have the proper introductions
maybe
and
excellent.
Narrative pieces. Right.
Yeah.
And it certainly could be. So
this is episode one. So if I am giving
Absolutely.
Them the benefit of the doubt, maybe, yeah. hey, takes a little while to get the pilot off the ground.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe yep. future things will be a lot better.
Maybe Sky Striker will suck, but this next one will be good and Branded. I know most people are more looking forward to Branded as well. So, yeah, we'll just have to wait
Did
and see.
Did we do that first one? I don't even remember.
Jarek, thank you so much for the $2 donation. Mm-hmm. With how short these episodes are, you might as well analyze the Chronicles frame by frame. Also, I just checked my anime list for the consensus rating. Roughly 20% of people rate it at an 8 out of 10 or higher so far, which sounds about right. Yeah, I never know what to take. That's like Nico ratings. I never know really what to take.
Rotten Tomatoes.
20% of people rate it 8 out of 10, so that means 80% of people have it below 8. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but
is that
that's,
good?
That's not the relativity that's difficult because saying 80, I need to know who's between 5 and 8. That's what I need to know.
Yeah, you need that median.
If I don't have
right,
5, because cause anyone over it. A 5 would say it's better than bad, right? The argument is five is your middle ground.
I'm shocked it's even on my anime list, to be honest.
I am too.
Because it's not even really an anime.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up and, Yu-Gi-Oh card game, The Chronicles.
It's got an average. I mean, it's over. It's a 6.
6.09.
Cool. Yeah, so they're happy with that.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? They're going to say, oh, it's successful. It's over 5.
Although, of the reviews, 4 reviews have been written. And again, my anime list.
It's very
take
subjective.
It with a massive grain of salt. But of the 4 reviews, 0 recommend, 1 mixed feelings, 3 not recommend. Yeah. So of the people, and by the way, the negativity.
But I'm not going to lie to you, Dylan. They don't care. They're not. They're looking,
oh, no,
they're looking
no,
at the number.
I,
they see
course.
The number. They look at the number and go, oh, 6? That's good.
Of course.
Honestly,
they don't
Judge,
care.
You know what they probably even look at even further?
What?
They go to the video they post on YouTube and they go, how many views did this get?
100,000 views? Oh, okay.
450,000.
And that's what they
care
about.
Oh, my God. We're good.
Yep. It's true. Let's see. For reference, though, it's rated 6.0. That would make it on my anime list the lowest rated. Like, GX is 7.2, Vrains is 6.7, the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Is 7.5, yeah. 5Ds is 7.5, Zexal 6.4. Remember, this was 6.1. I don't see Sevens and Go Rush, I don't see on here.
Let's search them.
They didn't even qualify.
It would not shock me if they're lower, to be honest. 6.21.
Oh, just barely. Okay.
Ratings.
Cool. But the argument they're going to make is, oh, it's our first one. That's why it's 6.19.
Well, also, Go Rush 6.19, so better by 0.1. But again, it's my anime list. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't take any of that seriously. But it's always fun to look at, nonetheless.
Yeah, agreed.
It's always fun to look at.
There's a bad trend there.
That they've always gone
they've
down.
They've just been going down.
Yeah.
Especially in the Rush era. It was like a significant
actually,
drop-off.
Vrains went up after Zexal and Arc 5.
Yeah, but no, but I'm saying in the Go Rush in the Rush era, it went down pretty significantly, just like
yeah.
the two shows.
It's hard to drum up interest typically in sequels. It just is.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you only have one audience that's capable of watching it, that doesn't help
oh,
your
yeah.
cause.
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree
yeah,
with
that's
you.
What
accessibility.
I mean. Like,
but it's also like even something like, you know, Zexal and Arc 5, right? Mm-hmm. Like, once you're getting the fifth show, like, it just gets harder to maintain your core audience. It just does.
Yeah. I think I mean, this is part of my opening monologue next week for the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, so I'm not going to go too much into it.
Well, then don't even use it.
I'm not going to go too much into it, but there is an interesting metric on the Konami Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime YouTube channel that's region-locked, because you can see how many views, like, the 5Ds episodes have, the Go Rush episodes have. So, you know, that'll be part of my opening monologue next week that I'm excited to get into.
That'll be good.
But, Jarek, thank you so much. Dark Emperor Jay. Thank you for the $2 donation. Update on the gaming laptop. It came in yesterday and literally would not turn on no matter what I did. While I'm getting a refund, it sucks I can't play Lies of P while healing from wisdom tooth surgery. That sucks.
Oh, that sucks.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Hope the recovery goes well as well with the, from the wisdom.
Can you give him any tips?
Well, his age. What? It's funny because his age matters in his recovery. So if he's younger, it tends to be a little easier of a recovery. As you get older, it's not as easy. It's more
even for wisdom teeth.
Yes.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I learned new
wisdom
things
teeth
from Dr.
and
Drudge.
Tonsils. Yeah.
Yeah, I got my tonsils out when I was very young.
I got them. You know, it's funny. I saw you comment on this because I think he talked about it recently.
Wisdom teeth. Well, JR has to get them removed, too.
And you know what? I thought about it as well, and I went, you know what's crazy? I remember the specific day what happened, and you did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like, wisdom teeth?
I remember exactly what happened that day.
Now, for me, it was easy because the Ballad of Gay Tony GTA 4 DLC came out that day, and I was obsessed with GTA 4. So that's something I would never forget.
And I think I've told you what mine is, but I'll reiterate. It was literally the semifinal of the 2014 World Cup.
Yes.
It was Germany-Brazil, where Brazil got shellacked 7-1. Wow. I specifically remember I wanted to watch that. Obviously couldn't because I was in surgery. Yep. Recorded it. Didn't look at my phone at all. Woke up, watched it, and went, oh, my God, there's no – but I can remember, like – what the sky looked like that day. Like, I have a very vivid memory of that day.
I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and I remember it. My dad drove me, took like 20 minutes, but like they put me under or whatever. I remember I went home, I sat up in my room. I had one of those pillows that like props you up so that like I wasn't leaning over and like blood wasn't falling down.
Yeah.
And
I bled a lot.
I started Game of Thrones that day.
There you go.
It was the Monday after I graduated from college, like from undergrad. So we graduated on, like, Friday was the graduation. I unpacked, brought everything home, and on Monday I got my wisdom teeth taken out. And I just...
What a present to you.
Yeah, right? Congratulations. We're ripping all four of your impacted wisdom teeth out. And then I fell asleep on the thing and fell, like, down.
Yeah, I was
so high. I fell off the pillow, and there was blood, like, all over my face, and my mom thought, like, I was, like, dead. No. She was like, oh,
yeah, I had to change my whole pillow, my pillow sheet. Yeah. I bled everywhere.
Me too. Now, what was worse, getting the wisdom teeth extracted or later that night when you got to the ending of Game of Thrones? What was worse?
In one
night. Yeah, I finished 7 seasons of Game of Thrones when 2 seasons weren't even out yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know that. No, I'm only asking because I've heard the ending of Game of Thrones.
I know you've heard the ending of Game of Thrones.
This is how the podcast goes long. Dylan just makes outlandish comments, and we
recurring one.
Yes, we entice him to just keep going with it.
Pete's never going to watch it. I've watched it all on TikTok.
I've watched it in clips. You asked me, remember how I pissed you off? Because you asked me questions and I knew the answers even though I hadn't watched the show.
No.
And you got angry at me.
No.
That's exactly what happened.
It counts. So.
Screw you.
Jarek. Thank you for the $2 donation. Dark Emperor J, we wish you the best. Thank you, Jarek. Konami needs to take notes on the 2 to 3 minute Lycoris recoil shorts airing now, an original anime from 2022. Episode 2 dropped today, and it perfectly captures what it's all about. You can show this short to someone, and they'd understand the vibe of the full show. Yeah, Jarek, thank you so much for the donation. I said it in the beginning, and it kind of goes in line with what you just said there in the donation.
Mm-hmm.
The length is certainly annoying. Like, I would have hoped it would be a little longer. But even so, the narrative choices that they made with what they showed in that time period is worse to me than the length.
Yeah,
because if it's going to be 4 minutes, whatever, you can tell a story in 4 minutes. You can. And there was not a real story here, I thought. So, yeah, I'll definitely check that out, though, just to get a good idea of how, you know, it's... Well, I mean, Pokemon Generations, I also think, did a good job. But, yeah, it's very annoying. It's very annoying. Jarek, thank you so much for the donation. Appreciate all of you guys being here. We got a few more Super Chats as well. We'll keep talking. Okay. I'm very interested to hear what people are saying about it.
Okay. We got a $5 donation from ThatMan666.
Thank you, ThatMan.
ThatMan said, I'm here to file a complaint for anonymous user. Chronicles is not worthy for the podcast intro.
Damn.
My parents worked hard on that song, man, you know? Yes.
But what he's saying is that it's so good that it shouldn't be used on something so bad as the Chronicles.
Yeah, or that, like, the Chronicles are so bad that it's not worth at all even using it.
That's exactly what I just said in the reverse order.
I know.
You guys know that,
no,
right?
I know.
Okay.
I heard you.
I just wanted to make sure. Me and Pete.
I just wanted to make sure so that I, like, he understands how dumb he looks.
Just got here, we're just
driving, dude.
Judge is like, if 15 minutes.
For something that was the 4 minute episode? We could keep it on under an hour and 30 for sure. Maybe so an hour 31 exactly.
Yeah, hour 30 probably. That's so
funny. How long is the intro that we have? Like 30 seconds?
The intro that we have is 30 seconds.
So it's like what?
It's like one. It's like one episode.
About 6/7 of what we got. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you, that man.
That man, thank you so much, dude. I appreciate you. And I will say, maybe we'll use it for the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh show.
Yeah.
That intro could do that, and then not use it for the Chronicles.
Yeah, we could do that.
That sounds like a better idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, that man. We got $5 from Sean Gilbride.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean said, when I watched this episode, I gave in and slammed my head on my desk multiple times in frustration.
I read that one earlier.
Why Konami?
I read that earlier. It was rough.
Jesus. Sean.
Oh, no, man.
Listen.
Hope your head's okay.
They're not worth it, man.
I hope you were talking figuratively and not literally, because we do not want you to get hurt.
No physical harm, please.
I picture me right next to you, slamming my freaking head on the table right next to you, man. I think a lot of people were. I just couldn't believe. I mean, first of all, you open the app, you see 3:59, boom. It's like a Konami rep's in your living room, kicks you right in the nuts. You drop the phone, you're crouched over, you crawl to your phone to actually watch it. And then in the middle of it, you know, he helps you up and he's like, oh, see the animation, boom, kicks you in the nuts again when you realize the narrative choices that were made. Right. It was just
terrible. And you ask him, you'll be like, oh, so at least you have some voice acting in here. Is this translation's accurate? And he goes, I mean, they're there.
You ever heard of Google Translate? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Sean,
tough. But you know what? Again, to be positive while we're being very negative here, the series as a whole, definitely not DOA. It's definitely not dead on arrival. There's a chance that improvements are made as these episodes go on. And we have to be optimistic and hope that's the case.
I
we have to hope
fair.
Albez does not get a solo mode in Master Duel. Because if they get a solo mode in Master Duel, they're going to...
That's the next event.
It's going to be the same rollout. Well, the Sky Striker solo mode got added a couple months ago, and that's where the clips are from. And, yeah, we have to hope that doesn't happen.
We have to hope, but there's a pretty decent chance that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, right? May updates. You'll get it in May.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, that would suck.
Thank you, Sean, and good luck on the regionals that you're doing soon.
Yes.
Good luck.
So, yeah, let us know.
We got $2 from Ty Lord DeBoer.
Thank you. The Mitsuko Man. Mitsuko's show is over, but the Mitsuko Man is staying with us. Thank you, Tyler.
That is correct.
The Mitsuko Man. I'm sorry. I love saying that name.
We got $2 from Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
So Licorice Recoil did better today with 1 minute less. Which is the same show that Jarek
referenced.
That's
so funny. It's the same show that Jarek referenced. I'm going to very quickly look up that episode. But yeah, no, like the length of the episode is definitely annoying, but it is not the biggest problem. Like, do you agree with that, Pete, that the bigger problem is like
100%.
The story?
100%. Okay. I could watch a YouTube short when they were only held to 1 minute, and I can get a better cohesive story than I got in this.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've watched The Rookie, the TV show, because of TikTok.
Oh, so you've watched those clips. You've watched those clips.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say I know everything about the show and don't need to watch it. Now I want to watch it.
You know what's so annoying?
The only ones I do pay attention to.
Licorice Recoil, their first episode 7 days ago got 117,000. This, and I'm sure that was 2 minutes, but I'm sure it was probably better than this. This episode in 2 days has 450,000 views.
It's really good.
But like that. Well, first of all, it goes to show you that view count does not necessarily correlate with quality.
Yes, of course not.
But it also goes to show you how massive of an audience that Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime has.
Yeah,
of course. The view count was about that high for the GX Remastered 2, so I don't want to hear, oh, well, it's because it's the card game.
And to be fair, they basically dumped almost no money into marketing.
Right.
And it still did that.
Right. It's not on Crunchyroll or anything. It's not on an anime site.
How many people have you asked people that maybe came across it had no idea this was even coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They dropped. They said, by the way, in 4 days, this comes out. What?
I believe the kids these days call it aura farming, where you just you use the big name to get the views.
Yeah, aura farming.
Right? Yeah. Is that about?
He's part of like Gen Alpha, Gen Z. So.
Is that right? Did I use that correctly? You would know.
I would not know.
No,
Nick
you
T
would
know.
No, you wouldn't
Nick
know.
T would know.
Nick T definitely.
To be fair,
would
Nick
know.
T. Yes. I'll ask him. Chat, did I use that right? Let me know.
I think you did.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler. Yeah.
We got $5 from Ice Aiden.
Ice Aiden.
Bum, 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 bum. Pressure!
Thank you.
Rushing down on me. Sorry. Hello, Yugi Bros. I actually thought you guys weren't going to review this since it was anime short.
Yeah. Well, listen, we are doing it, one, because what else is there to talk about when it comes to Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime content? No, seriously. Seriously, there's nothing else to talk about when it comes to Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime content. So obviously we're going to cover it on a once-a-monthly basis. And we didn't know how long it was going to be. To be fair to them, and I did say this in my video on Monday, they did advertise it as a promotional short. You know, they did, but that could mean a few things. It could mean 7 minutes, not 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Of course, it's 3.5 minutes, but, man.
Tell me. What did they promote?
Sure. Master Duel.
Yeah, Master Duel.
How?
Sky Strikers look cool, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't even show on the clip where I could find Sky Strikers.
You're supposed to know. It's Master Duel.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just supposed to know.
Yeah, it's just there.
I don't know what they're doing, dude.
Look, isn't like her changing outfits here with like the summoning mechanic? Isn't that really cool?
It was. It was cool.
You should just, you know, buy our whole game and all the cosmetics with it, and just don't even ask any questions. Just do it.
Well, next time I'll pull out my credit card.
Definitely. Just dump it in. Call money. Yeah. Just dump it right in. $250 just right away.
Yeah.
Just dump it in.
Well, if you buy them in bulk, you're actually saving money.
I mean, there you
He's
go.
Right.
Look how cool this is.
He's right.
You get extra gems if you pay more money up front.
Exactly. Oh, you didn't get the cards you wanted in those 10 packs? It doesn't matter. Reroll.
So
the gems
like...
you get also, it's just not worth it at all.
No, not even close.
They don't give you anything. If I spend $80, you should get max out my gems. Instead, they give you like 5,000.
Oh, it's the same thing.
It's so bad.
It's ridiculous.
So,
Pokemon Go does the
so
same
bad.
Thing.
Yeah.
Where you look and you're like, how many coins do I get for $100?
Dude, it's insane.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And they're like, yeah, we're offering a discount today. Our box is only 5,500 coins.
Yeah. Right, right.
From what, 8,000?
Yeah, yeah. And you can get 50 coins per day free to play. So that would take like 100 free to play days.
And you
they
are
know
free
you don't
to play,
have the dedication
right?
to do that.
Exactly.
You are free to play.
Pokemon Go, I've spent money on community.
No. I'm talking
Master
about
Duel and
Duel
Links. Duel Links
Master Duel. Duel, I have not spent a dime. Duel Links, I've spent, I think, $4.99 on a Floodgate Trap Hole bundle like 5 years ago.
So you're free to play.
I'm free to play. I would consider myself free to play.
Good.
Yes.
Keep that up.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to change. Now, if they announced a Duel Links anime, I might spend $500 just to let's go. Let's go.
That'd be Konami earning their money.
His eyes scared me.
Yeah, you're actually
scared. I said it. Well, I said it a couple weeks ago. I said that if they did what every major company does nowadays, whether it's warranted or not, make your own streaming platform, put all of your stuff on it, make it worldwide, you know how much money everyone would pay per month to use that service?
By the way, if it's like $5 per month or whatever it is, you can also say...
If it was
say,
$25 per month, everyone would pay it.
And also like, hey, if you, for every month you're with us, you also get... 500 free gems in Master Duel and Duel Links.
There
you can
go.
Link your account.
Cross promotional.
Yeah.
Right there.
And then you get people playing the games more.
There you go.
Seems like a smart decision.
Guys, I think we could just take over the marketing of the company.
Well, I wish there wasn't a language barrier.
Doesn't have to be.
At this point, I will learn Japanese.
Yes.
Just to correct the situation.
Kenny's been learning. Kenny can help us out.
Yeah, Kenny.
He's doing Duolingo every day. He's got like a 3-year streak.
No, I know, but, you know. No,
I just said that because I saw Kenny's name pop up in chat.
I know Kenny's a big you-know-miles guy. But, yeah, no, he could always help us out, potentially.
Yeah, we do have CL, too. We could make this work.
We could.
Time, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Ice Aiden. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Ice. We got 20,000 Indonesian rupee from ZX.
ZX.
I hope that's right.
That's right, ZX.
Yeah, I think it's rupee.
Absolute hottest take. I genuinely think it's fine.
Okay.
I don't think that's a hot take. Man. Well,
I think it's a hot take.
By the way, when somebody says it's fine, that in itself can mean many different things.
Yeah.
Like if you ask your fiance,
I feel like it's fine.
Like, how are you doing today? So I'm fine. Well, I don't know about that.
Tone of voice.
You know what I mean?
Tone of voice.
So,
I'm fine.
Not doing it.
What?
You could say, I'm fine or I'm fine.
Tone of voice is important, but also I'm fine or yeah, it's fine. How is the movie? Yeah, it's fine. I don't view that as a positive thing.
That's,
you know,
not
I mean?
A ringing endorsement.
Right, right.
So what'd you think of the Thunderbolts movie? Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
All right, so you didn't think it was good? Yeah, it's all right.
It's fine. Was it bad? That's fine. So
yeah.
I
would not think you liked it.
Right. That's why words, and again, you do lose a lot of context over messaging here on the internet. I don't know if ZX necessarily meant like it's fine as in like it's fine, it's really good, or it's fine as in like, ah, it's okay. Unless somebody is saying, I think the only hot take you can have with this is saying there's nothing wrong with it. I think if you said this episode was perfect, that's probably...
So he just wrote again, ZX wrote, more so perfectly reasonable. Could be better, but it did what it did decently, in my opinion.
There you go.
That's fair. I don't agree, but I mean, that's totally fair. I mean, I think it... yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And listen, if people really did enjoy it, I think that's fine.
It's fine.
There's nothing wrong...
Oh, boy.
No, really, there's nothing wrong with it. If you enjoyed it. I just think that there's a lot better, there's a lot more they could have done that would have been, that would have made it a lot better for old fans and new fans and just exploring the lore more. I feel like it didn't do a good job.
Or even promoting the game, honestly, that they're trying to get you to.
Right.
Cal
right.
makes that good point. Like yeah. they don't even really push you over there.
And if it's one, and if it's once a month, can we be like 7 minutes? Is that too much to ask once a month?
Yes, yes. It's way too much.
Way too much.
I guess it's too much. It should be like 10.
What do you guys think of the boys over on Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything? Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, it's fine. They're fine.
Right, that tells me I do not like their content.
Their podcast. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. And that's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Thank you, ZX.
ZX, thank you, man.
We got $5 from Alex V.
Thank you, Alex.
Alex said, praying the next ones aren't in MD at all. If they can't manage splitting it between MD and YouTube, between two formats, around 8 minutes should have just been on YouTube.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They could. Well, it wouldn't have been 8 minutes, Alex, because, you know, I mean, inexplicably, the endings of the scenes on Master Duel and on Episode 1 are different, as we, like, talked about yesterday. So it wouldn't have been 8 minutes, right? They would have had to like cut somewhere, but like, yes, it would have been longer than 4 minutes. It probably would have been about 6-7 minutes, which is, I guess, you know, what a lot of people are looking for, just a little bit more in terms of length, a little bit more in terms of longevity. So yeah, I think if there's not a Master Duel storyline for Albez, that is very, very good. I'm worried that there will be in May, but you know, let's hope that there isn't. And Albaz will, like, not drop us off in the middle of an action scene.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what it felt like. Thank you, Alex. We got $10 from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin said, have you guys ever seen Pokemon Evolutions? It's like Generations being only 8 episodes, but it's around 8 minutes long with great animation. That's kind of what I was hoping for with the Chronicles, at least, but nope.
nope. Kevin, thank you for the super chat. I have not. No, I'm taking a look at this. I have not. And by the way, Pokemon, well, I was going to say bi-weekly, but it doesn't look. Yeah, their runtime is 6 to 10 minutes, and I'm sure, you know, Pokemon has done these shorts very, very well. I mean, I'm familiar with Generations, and I'm familiar with, there's another one. It's not what you just said. It's a different one. But, like, they've done these shorts very, very well, and I was hoping that Yu-Gi-Oh! Would kind of
mirror and follow them.
Yes.
Take their example.
Yes. And they
did not.
Didn't. They didn't. So I don't know. I don't know. I have not. I probably will check it out, especially if it's only 6 to 10 minutes each. I really did like Generations and Origins. I think Origins is the other one that I'm thinking of. Origins, maybe. But yeah, I Pokemon does it really well. And again, hopefully, like, the next episodes are good, right? And they might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Pilots are typically not great.
The problem is it's not just, like, it's not a pilot of, it's continuous show, though. That's
we have to, I think, this really level set me to be like, yes, they said this, but even more so now, this is literally a commercial. It's promotional material. That's it. It's not meant to make any cohesive sense, and I shouldn't expect anything else.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. We got 50,000 Indonesian rupee from ZX.
Thank you, Kevin, and thank you, ZX. Appreciate it.
ZX said, I feel like I'm lonely on the side of not worried at all, LOL. I'm not disregarding people that are, of course, but I myself am okay in the meantime.
Well, I will say this. If you're not worried at all, that's good.
That's great.
No, I'm happy for you.
It's fine.
Sorry.
You got him.
No, I think if you're not worried at all, ZX, I think that's totally fine. And, you know, I hope our ripping of it and our negativity wasn't annoying for you. It may have been, and I do apologize if it was. But, you know, we're always going to be genuine with how we feel, and I encourage everybody to be genuine with how they feel. So if you're not, like, worried at all, I think that's fine. Yeah, I mean, listen, for me, again, just going from 20 minutes every week to 3.5 minutes once a month, that in of itself is just brutal for me.
It's not an anime, though, man. Like, it never was meant to be.
Yeah.
That's just the
truth. Well, some people said it was Yu-Gi-Oh! 9.
Yeah, I read a lot of those comments. Those people were lost in the wilderness.
By the way, if we never get another, like, card game anime, in my mind, Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 never happened. Like, this will never be Yu-Gi-Oh! 9.
If we never get
me.
Another one, it's fine.
But what I'm saying is this will never be Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 to me. Like,
no,
this is
no,
not.
It's not meant separate. No.
They're not even pretending it is.
No.
No.
But they're calling it a promotional short series.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
But yeah. There was a considerable amount of people not trolling you in not even just corners of the internet. I won't even say that. On this channel, in your comments, that literally were like, what are you talking about, man? Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 was announced. It's the Chronicles. Those people, what do you have to say now?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's all I ask.
Because it's right. This is not Yu-Gi-Oh! 9. And we may never get Yu-Gi-Oh! 9, but like if we never, as I said, if we never get Yu-Gi-Oh! 9, this will never be Yu-Gi-Oh! 9.
It never was supposed to be.
It's always
going to
be this side project. Yeah. And that doesn't mean it can't be great. Sometimes side stories are one of the best pieces in a franchise. I think Rogue One is incredible. That's a side story in Star Wars.
Yes,
and I love that movie. So like side things can be amazing, but that is what this is.
Yeah. And ZX also, I saw you say, like, oh, maybe I'm naive with it. Don't even apologize for having the opinion.
No, if you enjoy it, enjoy it, man.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad you did.
Seriously. Absolutely. Yeah, never feel bad for
Agreed.
Enjoying something.
Keep that positivity. We need that.
We do.
Really suffering on this one.
No, yes. I want people to be positive, you know, even when I'm not. So,
yeah,
seriously.
Speaking of positivity, we got a $20 donation from Manticore KD.
Wow,
that guy. That guy right there.
He was a guest star right last week, and I got a lot of sent in mail letters
saying bring him on more
from a lot of ladies saying we loved the Latrell presence. A lot of winky faces in the envelopes. Very, very.
Hey,
fun.
You got to find a way to get that guy on more.
Well, yeah, because he just boosts the channel. He does numbers. Yeah.
I know you're a little cheap with guests. You don't like paying them, but you might have to.
Yeah,
we
got to fly him in.
Is that aura farming?
That is aura farming.
He's going to do this all the time now with this new word.
I wish Nick T was here because Nick T would get mad at it. Yeah. It's not being used.
His face would be in his hands right now.
I just learned
now.
About this. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Nothing says you're 31 more than keep repeating a Gen Alpha statement.
Anyway, we got a $20 donation from Latrell.
Thank you, Trell. Appreciate it.
Trell said, man, Konami got to be the Mavs. They're making the worst move. While the animation was great, there was no direction on this promo anime. It was basically sword clash, then a body being held. What are we doing?
So I guess Latrell not too high in it. And I know Latrell was very excited for a lore series, as I think a lot of us were. But I do like that the comments have been like kind of all over the place. You do have people that are okay with it, and you have people that, like Latrell here, that are not big fans of it at all.
Yep.
Again, conceptually, a lore anime is great, but, like, we need more of a... I did not like where the starting point was, on top of compiled with the fact that we did not get anything as to what the characters were going on. Like, if while they were fighting, there was a narrator explaining the story, that would have, it would have helped it so much.
All I was thinking about the whole time, my thought of a narrator, of a lore anime would be a narrator for a lot of it.
Right.
And the narrator would kind of lead you into these scenes that would happen and then be like, you know, because then it would be like, Ray is storming down to rescue Rose from so-and-so monster that has taken control, whatever. And then you're like, okay, that's setting the scene. Then you have the voice acting in terms of like...
And bring
even
in like Seto Kaiba's voice actor to narrate.
I don't even care whose voice actor it is. Right. It could be Quite Uol. He did a great job narrating.
Yeah, true. That's
but you
a
know
good
what
call.
I mean?
Yeah,
like just anyone to set the story, even if it's just in the first episode.
Right.
Where you're kind of setting the stage, and then you kind of let the action take place after.
Or during the narration.
There is no stage setting whatsoever. No, the narration could be them, like her getting to wherever she needs to be.
Putting on the
then you have like this battle.
I like
then
that.
You have the scene end, and then you have the narrator talk you to the end of the short.
I like that.
I agree with that. Easy. But I don't even think it had to be that.
I would prefer that, but I've watched things that are silent films before, and you understand what is going on by not a single line being said.
True.
You convey that emotion and actually have a story, like an arc, without saying a single word. I'd appreciate this way more. I understand what's going on.
Yeah.
As human beings, we connect with emotions because we are emotional creatures. Like, you don't even have to say any words for us to understand.
Yeah.
But this was just, you edited a bunch of scenes together.
That's what it was.
And I don't know, Cal, if you saw, but Dak added a thing for us on Discord. They did go on, like, the website and basically gave us a synopsis of what was going on.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
he
really?
The
on the website.
What, okay. Discord?
So yeah, he added it into.
I guess better than nothing. But I mean,
so now before watching your short, you need to play Master Duel, go on their website to read a prologue, and then go in there
maybe
and watch
what's going
it.
On. Yeah.
Couldn't they have put the prologue as like a scrolling
like
text?
Star Wars?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. For the first minute,
how about
dude,
you'd have somebody narrate it?
20 minutes to do that.
Have somebody narrate it.
Yeah,
literally narrate it over the scene setting. That's all you need to do.
I should have brought the blood pressure cuff.
Yeah, you should have.
We got to check the beginning when you went around.
I should have my throat doctor on call.
That actually, that would have been a good segment.
I watched a silent film once, and it was a close-up of an old man with a gray beard smoking a cigarette for about 45 minutes straight, and then the screen faded to black, and then it showed his tombstone. And that, I got the message of it. It was like a 47-minute film. I got the message. So, no, to your point, like, these silent films sometimes can deliver messages. I don't think there was a message here.
You sure you weren't watching, like, a tobacco ad? Yeah.
It was 45 seconds.
It was one of those DARE videos in health
class.
It
was at, like, 2 in the morning. It was on.
That sounds all right.
This guy's amazing.
Thank you, Trell. We're going to keep going here. We got a $20 donation from Free Weep.
Trell, thank you so much. Free Weep. Thank you. Wow, generous today.
Free Weep said, but the real question is, why was Nick T not included in the poll? Well, you will figure that out.
Yes, you will.
Because he's never around, JK.
I like that. That's a good answer.
I love Nick T and everyone in the crew, but Cal is my fave. Sorry.
Yeah, you love that one, reading that, didn't you?
Yeah. Free Weep.
Thank you, Free Weep.
Can you write, and thank you so much for the very generous donation. Can you write in chat why? And by the way, listen.
I knew that was going to bother him that he needed to know.
You can write physical appearance. No, we're not going to be in. We're all.
I've been here
comfortable
for 20
in our
years.
Bodies. Yeah, we're.
Yeah,
listen,
I want to know. I don't care why.
Physical appearance, and you know what? Even if it's not, write that in the chat because we know it's what it is. If that's what it is, we're going to be okay. Right, Dredger, you're okay with that as the answer?
No, I'm fine with the answer, but why are you telling him to write that no matter what? You're like bullying him to say what is reason.
Peter, are you okay with that?
I'm absolutely okay with that.
Tyler said because Cal gave us Otussi.
Yeah, when Cal says it, it's like that HR meme. When Cal says it, oh, you're so sweet. When I say it, hello, human resources.
Yep. It is that meme.
I mean,
and that proves that looks, they might matter.
Yeah.
Ew, what are you doing? Oh, tussie?
It's always those videos that I see online where they're like, you could go up to any woman, you just have to say this, and then everyone goes, no, you could do that because you're 6'4" and jacked. Yeah. That's why that works for you. That doesn't work for me. I would be arrested.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
They said it's everything about him.
Yeah.
With kind of a winky face.
Nice.
So.
Thank you.
They love the way you read the donations.
Doing a sultry voice.
I do.
I will say it says it's everything about him with the winky tongue out face.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Now, when you use that emote, what are you indicating?
You don't want to know.
Oh, God.
is this an After Dark? I can explain.
No. Dredger, no.
Hey, you asked the question.
Fweeweep, thank you for the kind words. No. Thank you for the very, very generous donations. Thank you so much,
Fweeweep.
You want me to read this in a... And like
I want
jazz,
a real sultry voice. Like I want to feel like I'm listening to ASMR.
Okay. Like a jazz radio voice.
Yeah, I want to feel like.
Just
for Fui, too.
Hold on. Okay. We got a $25 donation for Natalie's cyber tips.
Thank you, Natalie.
Dylan's arc for me is like watching Tsubasa in Metal Fusion to Metal Masters.
My hair's standing up.
I have his page up on Wikipedia because I don't know this character. I unfortunately don't know Beyblade. He serves as a supporting character in Metal Fusion, a main character / tritagonist of Beyblade Metal Masters. Does he just become like, what happens to him?
He dies.
I don't know if there's death in Jesus. Beyblade. There might be. I don't know. But
Jake said, "Oh, I'm uncomfortable."
Yeah, I saw. I got yelled at for encouraging you.
Obviously, there's something that I'm. He has an insane crash out. Okay.
He develops PTSD. Jesus.
I'm not even kidding. And this is going to sound ridiculous, but I swear to God, I have had like flashbacks / dreams of the Jump Festa dud like 3 times since Jump
Festa.
That's not
good, man.
And I never dream.
Yeah, that's not good.
But I've woken up in like a cold sweat before thinking about like how the panel went on and nothing got announced. And I would like fall to the floor as I did, and then I wake up and I'm in a cold sweat.
At least you wake up.
So not good a single God. Time in those dreams, like something was announced.
It never has a good ending.
That's not good.
No. He hasn't gotten to that so timeline.
And one of them was taking place in a location that wasn't even here. It was in like an unknown location, and I'm like, oh my God, is that the future?
Just so you
is
know,
that funny to you?
From a dream perspective, that's not a good sign. Just so you know.
I mean, this guy's cracking up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you from a dream perspective, it's not a good sign.
Well, what does that mean?
It's foreshadowing.
It's
like foreshadowing that you.
The end of the world as you know it.
I wouldn't take it that far.
The future.
Yeah, it's basically your brain is trying to figure out what's going to happen next, and your outlook is quite bleak.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm very scared.
That's fair.
I'm being vulnerable.
That's fair.
I'm very scared for this year.
Of course, it's understandable. We're gonna get through it
year,
best we can.
Thank you. Appreciate you, boys. Appreciate all you guys. Sure,
meme. That's a good.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you so much, Natalie.
We got a $5 donation from Goose.
Goose.
Thank you,
Goose.
Hong Kong.
Thank you.
Art was good. Glad there was dialogue, but I expected more. Sending positive vibes and kindness to everyone and keeping things PG. Positively, Goose.
Now, Goose was one of those very, very much optimistic people who said last week, I think it was, he thought the episodes would be 20 to 30 minutes.
Hey,
what a
I
world.
Appreciate it.
I wish he was right.
Wish he was right, too.
I always said
it was
15.
20 to 30 minutes.
Take your 30 minutes and cut it by 90%.
Season 3, episode 3 of Fire Force.
Yeah, no, Fire Force, I got to get back on.
Yeah, I don't know how. You fall off these wagons. It's insane.
I'll get back
and
on.
And the crazy thing is he has no Yu-Gi-Oh! To watch. He's cooked. It's over.
Oh,
what else is he doing?
Oh, man.
Listen, we're going to get through this all. Goose, definitely disappointing. Keep things PG. Whoa. Positively, Goose. Love you, my friend. And, Has Goose confirmed if he's going to be at Jump Festa 25?
I did not see it. But hopefully,
keep an eye on him in chat.
He will confirm.
I want his
JC said maybe.
JC said no. I'm putting him down as a no. Yeah. I couldn't believe what he said.
All he said was it was farther away. It was harder to get to.
I thought he would emphatically say, wherever you are, man, I'll be there.
I think he's out. Probably Latrell and Kenny are out, I would imagine.
No, Latrell's there.
We asked him last week. He's like, I don't know, man. We'll see.
No, Latrell's there. Okay. Well, Goose, I want Goose confirmation, so you would tell me if he gives it to you.
You can watch the chat. We got $5.01 Canadian from Pick Rick.
Thank you, Pick.
And Pick Rick said, we did it, guys. We made an over 1 hour podcast covering a 4 minute episode. Let's go.
We're yappers.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that. Pick Rick.
I think that's pretty good.
Yapping Yu-Gi-Oh, baby.
It is. Woo! It's just like, I feel like, I hate, and I know you do too. I know all of you guys do. I hate being like negative.
Yeah, it's
and
terrible.
I hate like.
The crappy feeling.
You know, because, you know, I don't want to in any way. Because I know for a fact there are people that at least worked on the Go Rush anime that do watch this podcast specifically. I've had like 2 different people, not including Galaxy Eyes, that have reached out to me who are over in Japan and have said like, hey, like we really appreciate you talking about the show. We enjoy your podcast. So like there might be people that like worked on this that watch. I hope those people, the takeaway is not they did a poor job. If they animated this, I thought the animation was very good.
Yeah,
The most part. It's just like, you know, we want things to be better because we know they can be better. And
yeah,
sometimes what we feel like we're getting is almost like a bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the people that have worked on this franchise on the anime side for the last 25 years, they can deliver great things to us. Mm-hmm. And when we don't get them, we're going to be a little disappointed just because the work that they've done have set the standard very high,
yeah.
I think, you know, so.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, I think it's even in life, right? Like, sometimes the greatest anger we have and the most disappointment we have in someone is when we know they have the greatest potential to do something and they're not realizing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think like that's team. That's crazy. But yeah, I feel that way here. Also, in the chat, before we move on, in regards to Jump Festa,
Goose
laughed at you. So that was the only response that was given.
Did he say yes or no?
Nope, just laughed. Colin said, I don't know in terms of coming. And Latrell wrote, eh. So I'm also maybe. It's going to be a smaller Jump Festa, man.
There's going to be four people there?
Hey, listen. Just like Konami has abandoned us, the community is abandoning you.
And you know what? And I'm going to say this. This might be a conspiracy theory to some people watching and to some people that, you know, are on the invite. It has nothing to do with me being in Delaware. It has everything to do with people not wanting to be there if there's no announcement.
They don't want
to
deal with you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Colin did say it is April. It's not till December. I mean, that's fair. Can't ask people that eight months away to have plans.
A lot of time.
Yeah, I've got the money guns loaded.
I'm not going to lie. I'm still a maybe.
I thought you were leaning no, unfortunately. Judges got plans, so that's an unfortunate weekend. Yeah. We will miss you if you're not able to make it.
Do you have a wedding that weekend?
No way.
Not yet.
Okay. Because no. I know you legitimately caliber plans like 18 months out.
Okay, not that far.
You do. I mean, I've seen your calendar. It's crazy.
I asked this guy to get dinner in March of next year.
This is a lie. He said, going, sorry, man. Yeah. Sorry, man. I'm busy that weekend. Like, what do you got?
It's my nephew's, half birthday celebration.
Has Nick T come by this stream?
No. He's busy. He's moving.
He said he was packing.
Oh, okay.
He said he was helping someone pack. He was not packing.
Wouldn't that?
So here's the thing. When I can attest because I've done this. When you're helping your significant other pack, if they're packing clothes, you're not helping them.
Well, he had to take a mirror off a dresser and stuff.
Yeah, that was done.
I thought he'd have it on in the background,
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's going to be typing.
You always make fun of him saying that he never comes to your streams. Now you're shocked that he's not here?
He was in on Monday.
He was in the stream yesterday.
He was in on Monday.
There you go. Shout out to Nick.
Shout out to Nick T.
Okay.
Pick Rick.
All right, thank you, Pick Rick.
Thank you, Pick Rick.
$5 from Shooting Star Sheriff.
Thank you, Shooting Star.
Keep your heads up, boys. Yep. Question for everyone.
Sorry.
If you could have one avatar card from all of the Rush dual cards, which one would you pick?
One avatar card from all the Rush.
I would imagine he means profile avatar. Let me think.
Oh, like as one of the characters?
That's what I would imagine. Like your avatar, right? Like for like Master Duel or something. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of, from all of the Rush Duel cards, so not characters, like the monsters.
So like a monster.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a harder one.
I got to be honest. Trans-Samu Rynek, I think, is a really cool look.
That's cool.
But also, I think the ritual of Trans-Samu Rynek would be that crazy smiling face.
Pretty cool.
I think that would be an awesome avatar, like profile pick to have. That's a really cool one. That'd probably be my pick.
What was Qui-Duel's ace that was like the other version of Trans-Samu Rynek?
Oh, yeah. The Prime cards. Was it just Prime Rynek?
It might have been Prime Rynek. Trans-Samu Prime Armor Nova. Yeah, I picked that one. Thank you, Colin.
Honestly, the Trans-Samu Rynek alternate artwork where he's gold, this one's pretty cool.
Just saying, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. There's a lot of cool cards.
Armor Nova.
Probably the, what was it? What is Uemu's fusion between the dragons? Or was it a fusion?
Bluetooth and Red Boot.
Red Boot, yeah.
It's a good one.
I can't remember the name.
Don't either.
Will you find it or will the chat tell you?
What about you, Cal?
It's a tough one.
Violet Scale Boost Enhanced Dragon, Colin said.
Violet Scale Enhanced Splash Dragon.
Colin is good. I was nowhere near that name.
I believe it is the fusion summon with Galactica Oblivion, I want to say, between Galactica Oblivion and
Trans-Samu Rynek?
No. Am I making this up?
No, there's plenty of, but there's a few. Eternal Galactica Oblivion.
Did he do one with
Eternal is the one he definitely did the most of.
Eternal is sweet.
I mean, that one does look cool with the eyes. You got the eyes glowing.
I think that's...
I don't know if there's another one that he used in the show.
No, I don't think so. That, I mean, that art just looks sweet.
Yeah, it's between Oblivion and Requiem.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I like Galactic Oblivion. I like the look.
Yeah.
Fair. Oh, maybe it's Darkness.
The claw.
Good record. Yeah, great question, Shooting Star. And yes. Thank you so much. And yeah, you know what? Got to keep your heads up. Because you know what? Even this series, like The Chronicles, yeah, we're negative on the first episode. Doesn't mean it can't get better. Good. Doesn't mean it can't get better.
True.
So
hey, can't get worse.
I actually probably agree with that, to be honest.
The next one's two minutes.
Yeah. You know what? I know.
And there's no voice acting.
Yeah. Well, I keep saying, I said it on Monday. I'm like, man, this year can't get any worse. And then everybody in chat, well, what if Duel Links announces it's over? I'm like, okay, yeah, let me just shut up. Because clearly every time I think it can't get much worse than this, it's one more Nard kick.
Like, I wanted to turn around, obviously, for the community, for us, for you. Mm-hmm. But like, God, if someone edited it for the 2025 version of just you, all the streams of you crashing out, it'd be a pretty good video.
But you know what? I will say this, and this almost gets me emotional, man. If they do announce like another show at this year's Jump Festa, I probably will just be hysterical. I probably will.
I mean, yeah.
I'll be like inconsolable, like one of those like soccer players after his team loses.
I'd be like, bud, you have to still like get on camera.
And he's on the ground crying and his teammates are coming over and the guy's pushing him away and, you know, inconsolable.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, man, we got a show to do. Like, there's only four people here. Like,
well, when Seven's got announced, Dylan disappeared for a couple hours. It'll be fine.
And then when Go Rush announced I had COVID, should I try to get COVID like right before? No, really. I don't know what to do. Is that the trick?
Honestly, I think shutting your mouth might be a good start.
Yeah, that's not the answer, man. We can't get to that level of depression and desperation. We just can't do it.
Come back.
Oh, sorry, I had to there. everyone's just like, what the fuck?
Well, okay. I don't know what to do anymore.
It's okay.
The chat is booming like the Wi-Fi right now.
Well, if they announce a new show, me and Latrell, shirts are coming off, not on camera, and we're running around the neighborhood. Latrell said he'd do it.
He doesn't know if he's going to be there, he said.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, then...
okay.
We got two $5 Australian donations from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you,
and,
man.
Kevin said, did you guys grow up watching any other toy anime that wasn't Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon? Beyblade Metal was my favorite, and I watched others like Bakugan and Beedamon.
I think Nick T did, but I did
the
not.
Only
I only watched Pokemon.
What was it?
Digimon. Yeah, Digimon was out. I watched Digimon. But there was no other toy one. Digimon, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh. Those are the three. There was nothing else that you could argue.
That we had access to.
No, Bakugan.
Yeah. Bakugan came out.
Dual Masters.
We're talking like early 2000s. These shows are early 2000s?
Bakugan was the 90s, man.
Actually, you know what was a show that was on?
I don't know.
Bionicles.
Right at all.
Bionicles.
Was a toy show
when
that
it come
I
out,
watched.
When did it come out?
2007?
Bro, I was already...
Oh, 07, yeah.
I was 11. No, yeah. I wasn't watching this stuff.
I was a little
11?
Old.
11?
Yeah.
Check your math. You were 13, bro.
Nah,
same shit.
14.
13.
No, 13. It's all right. You can check your math, too.
You were born in when?
Can we just next time. We're not doing this.
And the second donor from
what's
Kevin...
the one you said, Pete? Bionicles.
Oh...
Bionicles, I remember, yes. Wasn't it an anime, though? I don't think it was an anime.
We're still talking.
No, he's not entirely wrong.
Bionicle Mask of Light?
I don't know what
that was.
I don't know what it was called.
That was the movie.
Lego Bionicle.
But I remember there
Lego
was
Bionicle.
Like ones like back in the early 2000s.
I watched a little of that,
I had the
but
toys.
Not much. All right, go.
Yeah.
Got you, Starboy. Cal, I respect you. I want you to
thank you, Cal. I'm sorry. We were still talking, but I do appreciate all the good work you're doing. I know Fwee Weep does as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kevin's second donation was, well, this all sucks. The Chronicles was a massive letdown.
Yeah, well, it was. I mean, the Chronicles, dude. I mean, again, the Chronicles first episode was a massive letdown, right? I'm trying to frame it back to Shooting Star Sheriff's donation, where he was like, hey, keep your head up. Like, the first episode was a letdown for a lot of us. Not for everyone, right? ZX liked it. There were a couple people
that's
liked it, and that's fine,
love
and
it.
That's awesome. But Yeah, we hope the next episode is a little longer. We hope it's not like you got a prerequisite watch the crap in Master Duel. Like, give us a good episode two, and then it's probably going to be how does the branded stuff work?
Yeah, that'll, to me, that's the starting point.
I agree, and that's June. And, like, it really does, like, you know, blow chunks, because we've got to wait now 4 weeks before we get another
episode. I just hope that it comes out roughly the same weekend every month. Like, at least have
I agree.
Consistency.
Yeah, don't be like April 20th and then May 15th and then like June 30th. Don't be weird like that.
Yeah.
Like, come out on the 20th every month. That'll be nice and
that
chill.
I'll be okay with.
Yes, agreed.
I'd be okay with that.
Agreed.
We got a $20 donation from Goose.
Wow.
Goose.
Thank you, Goose.
Goose said, the short series Shadow Dark Beginnings that aired October 2024 in promo for the Sonic X Shadow game was around 5 to 6 minutes, and it was great, even leading into the game's story. Konami really trying to rival Ghost Stories here. If you know, you know.
I don't know the Ghost Stories reference there, unfortunately, Goose, but I appreciate the very, very generous super chat and the very informative donation. And I will say this, Goose. It's again, the length is sure. You can be critical on the length. We have been critical on the length. But like, as we've said many times, within that time span, you can tell a story.
True.
And they didn't. So I don't think they told a great one.
Do
any of you guys know what Ghost Stories is?
No. Top of my head.
Also, I'm is done it just, over here. There's one, I think, for you.
Is it just like just a generic? Oh, no, it's actually a thing. Not familiar.
A thing.
What year?
Early 90s.
It was 2000.
Okay. Oh,
wow. Yeah, it looks like it's a humor.
Yep. Missed out on that one.
I don't know. It's basically an anime Family Guy. That's what someone on Reddit said.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've never heard of it. 2000, 2001. I've never heard of it.
All right.
Oh, is it one of those where it's like a horrible English dub? Maybe that's what it is. Just the dub is a complete
Space
joke.
Cowgirl said it failed in Japan that got dubbed in English and was amazing.
Okay, so I imagine it's just...
They were given free range to say whatever. Oh. All right.
That just sounds ridiculous.
It's like us just sitting down. We've never watched the Japanese show, and we just make up whatever we want based on the scenes that's happening.
Yeah. Honestly, that sounds like a lot more fun than what we got here with the Chronicles. Jesus Christ. I will actually check out some clips on that. I'm sure there's some highlight reels on YouTube. Goose, thank you so much for the generosity. And Angie, thank you so much for the generosity. Angie with a $75 donation.
Oh,
thank you, Angie.
Thank you, Angie.
We get some hearts, some thumbs up in chat for Angie. Thank you so much. Sending you much love through this chronicle pain. Love you all. See you guys soon. Thank you so much, Angie. Looking forward to seeing you very soon. And thank you so much for the insane generosity there. Very, very nice donation. You guys were incredible. Fui Weep, Angie, Natalie, all of you guys with very, very generous donations, and so many of you. So thank you so much. You know, what can we say? This was probably the most negative talking Yu-Gi-Oh! we've ever done.
We have one more thing.
What's that?
The poll.
The poll. Calibro, would you like to explain the poll?
So I will explain the poll, and I will explain the results. So
I'm going to end the poll.
The poll was between me, Pete, and Dredge, with the results being Pete 40%, Cal 33%, and Dredger 26%, all separated by 7%.
I was going to say, you guys probably were each maybe like 6 or 7 votes ahead of one another.
7% each way.
Do we want to have them guess what it was for?
Does anybody want to? Yeah. Does anybody want to try and guess what the poll is for before I say what it is?
Yeah. See if anybody.
See if anyone gets.
Because there is. It does mean something.
It does.
And it means something that will happen fairly quickly, I'd say.
Something that will happen before the end of the month.
Before the end of the month.
We'll see if anybody can guess it, but very close poll. It was, I don't know the exact vote amount.
It was 115 votes, so it's probably about 8 or 9 votes.
So everybody got a good chunk.
Which one, imagine?
It's a punishment.
Off the top of my head, I think it was like Dredger 28, Cal 35, Pete 42, if I had to guess vote total.
It was 26, 33, 42.
No, you're saying vote.
Oh, vote total?
He's eating habanero wings with Dylan. 28. I would enjoy that. I love habanero.
Because a quarter of 114 is about 28.
Yeah. Dunkin' hot sauce. All right, so nobody got it, at least from all these guesses I can see.
Easy ones in here.
So it was for who's getting kicked off the show. So unfortunately, Pete... This is your last episode. No.
Hey, man. It's
honestly, I was hoping you were saying the lowest one. I was about to walk out and be so ecstatic. I was like, thank
people
God.
Could, people don't. People
I want to thank you all for letting me be here.
No, they
the
all
last
voted
6 years.
For Pete thinking it was going to be something good, but it's actually him getting removed from the
people
show.
May have voted thinking it was a negative thing. Who knows what people were voting on?
So
it was positive. Everyone
the
was
vote was
like,
for next week's show, the first Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, right?
Yeah, the first.
We're gonna have two guests alongside Dylan. So this was to vote on who would be the two guests. The top two people in the poll would be on the first show with Dylan.
Yes. So the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, obviously, it's gonna act kind of similar to like a Cowherd show or a Rich Eisen show. As I've said many times, where I'm kind of the main guy, the only guy, and then after like 15 minutes or so, you know, whoever will be with me is going to be brought in. So, yeah, for the first episode, it will be
me and Pete.
Yes, Calibro and Pete. Mm-hmm. And then the second episode, which would be on May 9th, around that area,
will be 14th.
Will be Dredger and Nick T. And then, you know, we'll mix and match throughout. But, yes, that is what the poll was for. Very, very excited for next week. Obviously at some point, you know, Nick T might be a part of it. Dak might be a part of it as well. Even though they were not part of the poll, it was just the three of them. And then, we'll go from there.
We know Nick T said,
yeah, we know Nick T
can't do it.
He's
going to be unavailable.
So, yeah. Correct. Yeah. So I was going to leave that out to make it seem more dramatic, but that's fine.
You just didn't want Nick T on there. Nick T will be involved, but we just didn't want him on the first one.
Listen, I appreciate all of you guys. I do apologize. I think this is, you can put it on record, probably the most negative Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! We've had so far. Hopefully it will remain the most negative Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! We've had so far. And not much more to say. I'm going to let these wonderful people promote their stuff. We're going to start with Cal. I want to thank Fwee Weep, Natalie, and Angie, and everybody who donated to Super Chat. And everybody who came by to support this podcast, Episode 1, The Chronicles. Cal, take it away.
All right. We're going to swing this one over to Dredge. Dredge, take it away.
Stream at twitch.tv/Dredgenator. Yep.
Love it, dude.
Yeah, YouTube Clueless Gamers, a new episode of First and 10 over there if you want to check that out. Appreciate that. And tomorrow I'll be live on Dylan's Twitch channel, Super D Prod, doing Let's the go. First round of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
We'll be live at 7:30.
Yeah.
Going to bring as best as coverage as I could give you for that. So if you're interested in that, join me over there. And Jedi Survivor, if you're interested, will continue the following Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to Pete
hopefully
for streaming. That'll be the beginning.
Oh,
God, we got Master Duel versus Chat tomorrow as well. And then Dark Side of Dimensions movie watch along on Twitch, 7 p.m. We're going to watch the dub and the sub. So please follow me on Twitch, Super Deeprot, for a fun Yu-Gi-Oh! Watch along this Friday night. Huge thank you to the team, to Calibro, to Dredge, and to Pete. Huge shout out to Nick T as well, and to Dak. Always a huge shout out to him. You guys are all amazing. Thank you all so much for your incredible support. This has been Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! The Chronicles, Episode 1. A benign beginning?
Nope. What's it?
I like that better.
Intro.
Go benign.
I kind of like that.
No,
though.
Go a benign beginning.
It's kind of
a
better
one. Benign beginning? I'll change it. I'll change the name. Thank you all so much for watching, and I hope you have
an amazing day.
The Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show debuts next Wednesday. Don't miss it. Take care, everyone.
Good night, y'all.
Love y'all.
Good night.
Bye.
Good.